This is the reading for May 10th, Psalm 130. Lord, I am in great trouble, so I call out to you. Lord, hear my voice. Listen to my prayer for help. Lord, if you punished people for all their sins, no one would be left, Lord, but you forgive us so you are respected. I wait for the Lord to help me, and I trust his word. I wait for the Lord to help me more than night watchmen wait for the dawn. More than night watchmen wait for the dawn. People of Israel, put your hope in the Lord because he is loving and able to save. He will save Israel from all their sins. 1 Samuel chapter 21. David went to Nob to see Ahimelech the priest. Ahimelech shook with fear when he saw David, and he asked, "Why are you alone? Why is no one with you?" David answered him, "The king gave me a special order. He told me, 'No one must know what I am sending you to do or what I told you to do.' I told my men where to meet me. Now, what food do you have with you? Give me 5 loaves of bread or anything you find." The priest said to David, "I don't have any plain bread here, but I do have some holy bread. You may eat it if your men have kept themselves from women." David answered, "No women have been near us for days. My men always keep themselves holy, even when we do ordinary work, and this is especially true when the work is holy." So the priest gave David the holy bread from the presence of God, because there was no other. Each day the holy bread was replaced with hot bread. One of Saul's servants happened to be there that day. He had been held there before the Lord. He was Doeg the Edomite, the chief of Saul's shepherds. David asked Ahimelech, "Do you have a spear or sword here? The king's business was very important, so I left without my sword or any other weapon." The priest answered, "The sword of Goliath the Philistine, the one you killed in the valley of Elah, is here. It is wrapped in a cloth behind the holy vest. If you want it, you may take it. There is no other sword here but that one." David said, "There is no other sword like it. Give it to me." That day, David ran away from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. But the servants of Achish said to him, "This is David, the king of the Israelites. He's the man they dance and sing about, saying, 'Saul has killed thousands of his enemies, but David has killed tens of thousands.'" David paid attention to these words and was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. So he pretended to be crazy in front of Achish and his servants. While he was with them, he acted like a madman and clawed on the doors of the gate and let spit run down his beard. Achish said to his servants, "Look at the man. He's crazy. Why do you bring him to me? I have enough madmen. I don't need you to bring him here to act like this in front of me. Don't let him in my house." 1 Samuel chapter 22. David left Gath and escaped the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and other relatives heard that he was there, they went to see him. Everyone who was in trouble or who owed money or who was unsatisfied gathered around David, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him. From there, David went to Mizpah and Moab and spoke to the king of Moab. He said, "Please let my father and mother come and stay with you until I learn what God is going to do for me." So he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him as long as David was hiding in the stronghold. But the prophet Gad said to David, "Don't stay in the stronghold. Go to the land of Judah." So David left and went to the forest of Hereth. Saul heard that David and his men had been seen. Saul was sitting under the tamarisk tree on the hill at Gibeah, and all his officers were standing around him. He had a spear in his hand. Saul said to them, "Listen, men of Benjamin, do you think the son of Jesse will give all of you fields and vineyards? Will David make you commanders over thousands of men or hundreds of men? You have all made plans against me. No one tells me when my son makes an agreement with the son of Jesse. No one cares about me. No one tells me when my son has encouraged my servant to ambush me this very day." Doeg the Edomite, who was standing there with Saul's officers, said, "I saw the son of Jesse. He came to see Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, at Nob. Ahimelech prayed to the Lord for David and gave him food and gave him the sword of Goliath the Philistine." Then the king sent for the priest Ahimelech, son of Ahitub, and for all of Ahimelech's relatives who were priests at Nob, and they all came to the king. Saul said to Ahimelech, "Listen now, son of Ahitub." Ahimelech answered, "Yes, master." Saul said, "Why are you and Jesse's son against me? You gave him bread and a sword. You prayed to God for him. David has turned against me and is waiting to attack me even now." Ahimelech answered, "You have no other servant who is as loyal as David, your own son-in-law and captain of your bodyguards. Everyone in your house respects him. That was not the first time I prayed to God for David. Don't blame me or any of my relatives. I, your servant, know nothing about what is going on." But the king said, "Ahimelech, you and all your relatives must die." Then he told the guards at his side, "Go and kill the priests of the Lord, because they are on David's side. They knew he was running away, but they didn't tell me." But the king's officers refused to kill the priests of the Lord. Then the king ordered Doeg, "Go and kill the priests." So Doeg the Edomite went and killed the priests. That day he killed 85 men who wore the linen holy vest. He also killed the people of Nob, the city of the priests. With a sword he killed men, women, children, babies, cattle, donkeys, and sheep. But Abiathar, a son of Ahimelech, who was the son of Ahitub, escaped. He ran away and joined David. He told David that Saul had killed the Lord's priests. Then David told him, "Doeg the Edomite was there at Nob that day. I knew he would surely tell Saul. So I am responsible for the death of all your father's family. Stay with me. Don't be afraid. The man who wants to kill you also wants to kill me. You will be safe with me."